I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it's a huge Tuesday today. Why? Well, remember how we were talking about these governments unloading their violent criminals so they can get rid of them and bring them here? Yeah, I was right about all that. You're going to not enjoy the latest on that. We'll talk about that. The United States Army is having to slash 24,000 jobs because they can't fill them. The American media is once again laying out very clearly who they think the enemy is. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the street communists working with the elite communists. We'll talk about red state GOP weakness and still why you need to get out of your blue state. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin actually here. This is the big story, the big military story of the day. You've probably already heard it. If you have not heard it, here it is. U.S. Army is slashing thousands of jobs in major revamp to prepare for future wars. Now, that's not actually the truth. That's the AP headline. You have to read a little ways down before you get the real truth. And here it is. As the service struggles with recruiting shortfalls that made it impossible to bring in enough soldiers to fill all the jobs. They're slashing 24,000 positions because no one wants to sign up and do the job. Now, let's talk about something right off the bat. If you were going to tell me we were going to begin reducing the size of the United States military because the dollar is facing imminent collapse and we're trying to save the nation, I would tell you, yes, yes, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But if you're trying to tell me we're reducing the size of the U.S. Army because enough Americans simply don't want to join anymore or aren't qualified, that's very clearly a bad thing. So let's just have another talk about all this. And you should know that a lot of what I'm about to discuss, it may offend you. Don't care if it does. And a lot of what I'm about to discuss, I know. There are things I know. And the reason I know them is because we have so many guys who are currently in who listen to the show. And they email me all the goods. They email me what they're going through, what their unit's going through. They email me the slides they have to sit through and the various classes. They send me, and it runs the gamut. The people who listen to the show, I have a general or two who emails me. I have more than one PFC who emails the show. We get a full perspective, if you will, on what's going on inside the U.S. military. So there, let's discuss these recruiting shortfalls first. Let's talk about some reasons that you may not know. We'll get to all the commie Marxist garbage in a moment. Here's the thing. A nation needs strong fighting men to fill up its military. Now, what's a great way to make sure your military is full of strong fighting men? Well, make sure your nation is raising a bunch of strong men. We'll handle the fighting part. Look, we'll bring them in. We'll train them up. Come on into the Army. Come on into the Marines. Well, not the Navy, but you understand. Nah, quit. But come on in. We'll train you up. Send us the goods. I've used this example before. If you had a big pool of recruits and you're a football coach, you're a high school football coach, and the problem was no one in your area had ever played football again. Dang, that sucks. But you're a coach. And you may not have any football players in your area, but what you do have is a bunch of really strong young men. You have a bunch of very physically fit young men. They can lift. They can run. They're aggressive. Type A young men. With enough time, you're going to be able to create a good football team. Because the bones are there. You already have the recruits in hand. The bones are there. So give you enough time, you'll be able to field a football team. Now, let's say you're an excellent football coach. Who's the greatest coach of all time? Vince Lombardi or something like that. You're Vince Lombardi. And you're in the same area. And you need to start a football team. And no one there has played football. But all the young men are skinny as can be, unathletic, never go outside, never do anything physical, video games all day. It doesn't matter if you're the greatest football coach in the world, you're probably not going to be able to field a very good football team. The bones of what you need aren't there. They're just not there. You don't have them. The United States military is struggling mightily recruiting because the percentage of young people in America who live a physical existence has shrunk by orders of magnitude. And I am not, as you know, I don't do this. I'm not crapping on young people. I'm not crapping on the next generation. We have all this new technology now, and so young people are simply less physical than they ever were before. You have an entire world of entertainment, of interaction in the palm of your hand. It's on your phone, on your iPad, on your butt. When they play video games together, they don't even sit together to play video games anymore. When we were kids after basketball practice, if we wanted to go play the James Bond, some shoot 'em up video game, we all had to gather up in the same living room and order a pizza, and we were sitting there together. They don't even do that now. Everything's online. And so it's made our young people in this nation much less physical. The story we've talked about before came out of the U.S. Army a little while ago, how grenade training was taking longer. Why? Because a lot of recruits don't know how to throw. I didn't say they didn't know how to throw a grenade. They don't know how to throw anything. Nothing. They had to teach them the basics of throwing something. It's not like throwing a grenade takes some special technique. You cock your arm back and you chuck a grenade. And look, I was talking, I think it was yesterday or day before I was talking on the show. I'm reading a book right now, a really good book about Marine Raiders and World War II in the Pacific or whatever. And they're going over the backgrounds of all the men who were the Raiders in there. And it's wild to read it when you compare to what recruiters are going through today, because the backgrounds of all these men, it was just everybody who joined. It was, he's a welder, he's an athlete, he's a hunter, he's a farmer. He works construction, he's an athlete, he's a hunter, he's a farmer. He does this, he's a hunter, he's a farmer, he's an athlete. It was everybody. He was on the boxing team. Oh, he's been welding since he was 14 years old. He was from Iowa. He's been farming. It's all his family's done his whole life. It was physical, 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 physical existence. And so transitioning men like that into being killers is something you can do because the bones are there. We have to teach recruits how to throw now. Now, I'm the furthest thing in the world from what you'd call an athlete, I guess. I mean, I played basketball for 10, 15 years of my life. I played baseball for probably a decade. I did both of those things poorly. But of course I knew how to throw. That's what we did. I go out back with my dad when I was a kid and we'd just play catch. We'd throw when we had recess in school. We ran out. We played football. You don't have to be good, but you know how to throw. The basic physicality of the American young man and young woman today, because that's half the recruiting anymore, it's just not there like it used to be. And I want to stress again, I'm not dumping on the next generation. But once you as a society get so technologically advanced the way we are now that you get away from base physicality, well, what you've asked of the United States military, what you've asked them to do is to create something out of nothing. If you tell me I have to make a high school running back, and you present me with some kid who's all chiseled and he's been in a farm field baling hay for his entire adult life. Look, I'm going to be able to make him some kind of a running back. I'll get some pads on him, and I'll teach him how to hold the ball and run this way and not that way. And he's going to do something. If you bring me a 100-pound weakling who's never done anything but zone out on his phone, I can only do so much. The bones aren't there. I can't do anything with that. As a whole, the coming generation of Americans do not grow up as physical as previous generations of Americans. And that alone is killing the recruiting process. It's killing it. And look, we're not even going to get into the medical portion of it. They have some system in place. If you're on ADHD meds and anti-anxiety stuff, so many American young men and women simply don't qualify because they've been on pills for lots of their life. Boom, not qualified. Now, that's the stuff you may not know. Now, let's talk about some of the stuff you may know and what's going on and why it's a big deal. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show whatever you want. Love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. You can email all those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, we're talking about the Army having to slash 24,000 recruiting jobs. And we have so much more we're going to get to. People are setting off bombs in front of AG's office. They're telling you about their religion, so much more. But we're getting back to military recruiting and why it's a problem. People have, in this country for the longest time, mainly the leftists is who I'm talking about, the commies, they've taken something for granted. And it's understandable why they have. It's all they've ever known. All the America-hating communist has ever known is a military that has been full of physical, patriotic young men. That is something that's always happened. The most patriotic young men in America join the military. And I'm going to say something that is probably going to offend a bunch of people. Don't give a crap, but it's true. The real lions of the military and historically of military service. This is not universal, but it's very common. They come from one of two backgrounds, and sometimes it's both, but it's almost always one of two. You want to find some guy who charges a bunker in Korea, kills about 97 Chinese nationals before he dies in a hail of gunfire, spitting out bullets. He almost always is either A, someone who comes from a military family. Dad was in, or uncle was in, or oftentimes, honestly, with those people, dad was in, and grandpa was in, and his grandpa, and his uncle, and his great uncle. Almost always, it's either one of those guys and or a rural guy. At least the burbs. It's not that I'm saying New York City has not sent lions out there who've won medals of honor. I'm not saying that at all. But when you look at the numbers, it's staggering how much of what I just said is true. It's true. Rural boys and or military family boys, they're the ones who've been winning your wars for you. And the American communists got used to that. And the American communists thought that was always going to go on. But as I've described many, 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 many times, that kid from South Jersey who's getting ready to go camping this weekend with his friends and shoot some guns out in the woods, he's not signing up to fight for this.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin. I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been...
That farm boy in Iowa was out on that. That high school wrestling champion out of Wyoming, he's not going to fight for that, and his parents are not going to encourage him to fight for that. And so now, our most patriotic citizens no longer want to serve. And the story of you guys who are in right now, the stories, honestly, they make me so angry and they break my heart what you're going through. And I love it. Keep emailing me. It's fine. But at the same time, I hate I hate the email that I get every day, without exception. I get emails, Jesse, I can't wait. Jesse, I'm on my last year. Jesse, my son's on his last 6 months. He can't wait. Jesse, I've done my 20 and I'm done with this crap. Jesse, I'm so tired of it. Jesse, I'm sick of it. And they're gone. Now, that's the bad news. But wait, it actually gets worse, believe it or not. It gets worse. We've discussed many times that they're not necessarily destroying the military. Not in their minds, anyway. Now, in your mind, in my mind, they are. They're destroying the military. But in their minds, they're not. In their minds, they're rebuilding it. Reorienting it, if you will. Why? Why would they want to change things? Because in the minds of these people, the height of all evil is not China and it's not Russia. It's you. You can never understand what these people are doing and why they're doing the things they're doing until you understand and accept that these people believe you are the height of all evil. I will still get really well-meaning people, I'm not insulting anybody, well-meaning people emailing in saying, Jesse, I don't understand how they could do this. How does this help us defeat Russia? Jesse, I don't understand how they could do this. How does this help us defeat China? Defeat China? What? The people who run the United States government work for China. They work for China. Do you understand that there's no chance the people who run this country would ever even consider fighting China because they've all been paid off by China? Do I need to remind everybody again? It's just one example, but it's such a stark example. We detected a Chinese spy balloon over Alaska, and this administration is so compromised by the Chi-Coms, so bribed, so blackmailed by the Chi-Coms, not just the president, our generals, our senators. Do I need to remind you about the Chinese spy who drove a California senator around forever? Our government is compromised by the communist Chinese, and they allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire United States of America doing figure eights over our military bases to make sure they got full intel on this country and we didn't shoot it down until it hit the Pacific. These people aren't worried about China.
You said that this is violating our airspace, so why not take it down?
Yeah, so, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again,
We got it. Here's a list of reasons why we're going to allow the Chinese to spy on us here. They're not worried about China. Time for you to take your chalk and then we'll discuss what they're worried about, what they focus on. It's what they talk about all the time. And we are going to have to become those strong Americans again. We are. You are. And I am. Because we have enemies and our enemies are domestic. They are. Do we have foreign enemies? You bet. But our enemies are domestic and they have bad plans for us. Take your male vitality stack, gentlemen. Ladies, start taking your female vitality stack. And I want you to do me a favor. Put it in your calendar. I want you to take it for just 90 days. I want you to promise me that after 90 days, you'll assess. And if you don't like it, stop it. Cancel your subscription. They won't give you any crap about it. Don't worry about that. After 90 days, you're going to feel 10 years younger. You're going to feel amazing with natural herbal supplements from Chalk. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a discount and start your supplements. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because Poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm kind of inclined to believe the Chinese that this thing is errant. It wandered off course. We don't expend too much crisis energy, if you will, on hyperventilating over an errant balloon. When you think about it.
Why would he lie like that? That's James Clapper. Why would he lie about that Chinese spy balloon? It didn't blow off course. We know now it stayed over our military bases gathering, well, we don't know what. It could have been gathering information on our nuclear triad. It almost undoubtedly was gathering information on signals intelligence, radio signals, cell phone signals, gathering information. Why would everyone in the country be so dismissive of it? Why? Why? Joe Biden himself, why blow it up?
One of the things that balloon caused was not so much that it got shot down, but I don't think the leadership knew where it was and knew what was in it and knew what was going on.
Yeah, China just screwed up and put it here by accident. It was windy that day, so it blew over our military bases. Why would they lie? Because they're all compromised and bought off by the United by the Chinese Communist Party. Back to our military. Stop asking the question because it's the wrong question. Stop asking the question, Jesse, why would they destroy the military when we won't be able to take on China? The people who run this nation are not concerned about China. China doesn't keep them up at night. They work for China. So what are they concerned about? Who is the height of all evil? Well, you. You, normal American, you with your family values, you with your religious beliefs, gross. You believe in the Second Amendment? You want guns to protect yourself? You want to be able to just say whatever you want? You're the enemy, and you're what they're building a military to fight against. I'm going to play it for you again, and I want you to listen to it from a different perspective. Because all of us, myself included, have had so much fun mocking the ridiculous cultural Marxist military recruitment they're doing now. But setting the mocking aside for a moment, I want you to listen to another 30 seconds of this ad, which you've heard many times. And instead, I want you to ask the question in your mind, what kind of a recruit would they get with an ad like that? What kind of a 17-year-old man or woman would hear an ad like this and sign up for the military? And that 17-year-old who would hear an ad like this and sign up for the military, would that 17-year-old refuse orders to fire on you and your family one day?
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California, with a little girl raised by two moms. Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age.
She was marching for equality, defending freedom. When she's given an order 5 years from now to fire on your small town because you won't give up your guns, do you think she's going to believe she's fighting for freedom? Or do you think she's going to refuse that order because it's wrong? They're not destroying the military in their minds. They're building a brand new one for a brand new purpose. As I've said many, many, many times, Joe Biden gave a speech with two Marines standing in uniform behind him, completely wrong, unlawful, and inappropriate. And he gave that speech talking endlessly about how much you're a threat to democracy. And then when asked about it the next day, Corinne Diversity Hire stood up in front of the American people. Corinne, why are the Marines there? And Corinne said, without missing a beat, they're the defenders of democracy, of course. Jesse, that's crazy. That's so over the top. They would never do that. Please open a history book before you send me that email. No matter who you are, you know, I don't care if you're offended, but please save me having to read that stupidity from you. Open a single history book about what Stalin did in the Soviet Union, about what Mao did in his Red Army, about what all these communist dictators do with the military every single place they take power. They purge the military of their enemies because they fear the guns, they fear the force, they understand, as the communists found out in Spain, they understand a military full of freedom lovers and led by freedom lovers is a threat to them. The Spanish failed to do that. They didn't neuter Franco and Franco's comrades in time, and Franco fought the Civil War and won the Civil War. The American communists and all communists have always understood we have got to fill up the military with our own loyalists so we can use it and not against foreign enemies. It's never for foreign enemies because communists don't really have foreign enemies. They have domestic enemies. They have you. What do they think about you?
I have been talking about this now for a long time, that I did not believe that Donald Trump was planning to leave the White House. People criticized me saying I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, I think everybody now sees what I was talking about when I said I consider Trump to be a Mussolini and Putin a Hitler. And I still hold to that. And I
Mussolini. Would you use the military to fight against Mussolini? Of course you would. Why do you think he uses that language? And speaking of that language, let's wrap up one more thing here as we're going through everything. Supreme Oracle, I feel terrible about the Air Force serviceman and his family that committed suicide at the Israeli embassy. Clearly a death not by fire, but by DEI. The current policies of the military and members of his unit failed this poor man and his family. However, I have to wonder, is this the type of brainwashing that one would give his life in the name of a cause halfway around the world, but would not hesitate to fire on Americans if ordered to do so? Am I being harsh? You're not being harsh. You're being awake. Do you think that ginger who roasted himself to death in front of the embassy, do you think that guy would refuse to fire on you if he was told? He's so committed to his religion, he burned himself to death. That's right, Chris, a zealot. How many times have I called communism a religion? And how many times have I told you on this show that communists are religious zealots? And to understand the mind of a communist, including your liberal Aunt Peggy, you should probably study radical jihadists more than you should study anything else. They are religious zealots. They believe. To their credit, they are devout. They believe. Now, they believe something false, but they believe. They will burn themselves alive. They will kill for it. They will die for it. They believe in their demonic religion. They do. These people are religious. They're religious. They're religious. I can't stress this enough. And we'll talk about, well, how they're exposing that in the wake of that roasting. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, look, obviously, we're all wincing a little bit when we consider things like that. It would hurt, right? Well, listen, you don't have to live with aches and pains. You can always just get Relief Factor. Now, is Relief Factor effective if you're burning alive? Probably not. But for aches and pains, joints, muscles, neck pain, back pain, the finger pain. Why do we have a hand pain now? Why? Relief Factor is just what the doctor ordered. Actually, I take that back. Your doctor probably wouldn't order it because it's natural. Drug-free. What does Relief Factor do? It supports your body's natural response to inflammation. It fights against inflammation naturally. So you're not only getting pain-free, you're not liquefying your liver. I love Relief Factor so much. You want to talk about life-changing. They sell three-week quick start kits. They're borderline cocky about it. Hey, just try it for 3 weeks. $19.95. Go try one. $19.95. Go try one. Enjoy being pain-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, talking a little bit. We were talking about military recruiting, and then we were talking about just briefly that dude, that Air Force dude again, who roasted himself to death in front of the embassy. And you know what? Let's focus on that for a moment. The guy who cooked himself. We were talking about how communism is a religion, and it is, right? And this is why I've talked so much about the divisions of communism and why you have to understand that there are two separate divisions. There are the elite communist scum and there are the street communist scum. And the elites, they will push the street communist scum to do terrible things, not just to themselves, to you, to everyone. You see, the elites don't actually believe in any of this garbage. They now have a place at the table. They're rich, they're powerful, and they understand to stay rich and powerful, they need to continue to encourage the street communists with their activism. So that's why they kind of, you know, they kind of give a wink, wink, nudge, nudge whenever, hey, look, if you're a United States senator and you want, I don't know, the judges on the Supreme Court who disagree with you, you want them either intimidated or just flat out killed, you would probably get up and say something like this.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You will pay the price. You won't know what hit you. Now, what could he possibly be talking about? It's not like we can vote these judges out. It's not like they're going to impeach them or something. Politically, legally, Chuck Schumer can't lay a finger on Brett Kavanaugh. But Chuck Schumer knows he doesn't have to. You see, Chuck Schumer just has to get up and give a speech like that enough times. And he understands that somewhere there's going to be a mentally ill, probably drugged out, vile little street communist who will try to act on that. And after he gave that speech, one of those violent little young men got on a plane, flew from California, gun in hand, outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home, ready to put a bullet in his face. But we simply lucked out that he wasn't successful. Elite communist scum, they send out the messaging. Street communist scum, they hear the messaging, they go forward. The elite communists are sending out messaging now, too. Speaking to this airman, why would some street communist piece of trash like this guy, I remember he's been a queer activist. Like he's been a street communist for a very long time. It had little to do with Israel or anything else. He's just been a street communist for a long time. He hates white people. It's the works, right? Why would he get so mentally twisted that he burns himself alive because he's committing genocide? Well, when the elites speak, the streets listen.
The fact that this word is even in our discourse, I think, demonstrates the mass inhumanity that Gazans are facing. And so whether you are an individual that believes this is a genocide, which, by the way, in our polling, we are seeing large amounts of Americans concerned specifically with that word. So I don't think that it is something to completely toss someone out of our public discourse for using.
That's what they say. She's talking about genocide. Over and over and over again, genocide, 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 genocide. Someone believes it. When the elites speak, the streets listen. And ever since that young man burned himself alive, the American media has been encouraging over and over and over again other communists to do the same. I know sometimes people like to yell at me that it's not a religion, Jesse. Jesse, stop. It's not a religion. It's a this. It's not a religion. Well, someone should tell the communists that. This is directly from Time magazine today. Self-immolation, that was him roasting himself alive, was also seen as a sacrificial act committed by Christian devotees who chose to be burned alive when they were being persecuted for their religion by Roman Emperor Diocletian around 300 AD. They didn't choose to be burned alive. They didn't burn themselves alive. They were given the option, convert or die, and they said, no, I'm going to go ahead and store up treasures in heaven. I'm good. You can go ahead and light the fire, pal. But there have been article after article after article after this guy burned himself to death comparing it to various other religions. Why? Well, you don't have to believe me that the communist is a religious zealot, but he is. He tells you all the time that he is. All the time he tells you he is. And again, the elites speak, the streets listen. You want another example of it? Well, pregnancy centers have been under attack. You know that. And you know ever since Roe versus Wade has been overturned that the pro-life community has been under attack. The elites understand that it's under attack. They want it attacked. The attacks on churches have doubled in just the last year. They're firebombing pro-life centers. When asked why they haven't tracked these people down, this is the top law enforcement officer in America.
Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark.
Oh, we couldn't get them. They were doing it at night, guys. Well, you know what's going on there. Merrick Garland is protecting the streets. And now we just had this law, this IVF law pass in Alabama. Headline, explosive detonated outside Alabama AG's office. No injuries reported. They've been screaming over and over and over again, you're going to kill women, you're going to take away women's rights, you're attacking women, you're destroying the family, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing this, this law is going to kill women. The elites have spoken, the streets have listened, and pro-life centers have been firebombed. Churches have been attacked. People will be hurt. They will be. Can't avoid it now. There are many ways to fight back against that. Obviously, we need to pray. Obviously, we need better laws, better red states. We also can support preborn. Remember, preborn saves lives. Your donation to preborn saves a life. $28 buys a young woman an ultrasound, a young woman who's about to abort her baby. We may not get ahead of the legislation. We may not get ahead of every part of this culture lying to these women. But preborn is our way to fight back against the evil abortion-loving scum of this country. Look, it's all tax deductible. You can give them $5,000. You'll fund the entire network for a day. That's 200 lives walking the planet that you saved. Drew, give them $50,000. All I care, whatever. Keep them up. Keep them saving lives. That's what we do here. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Let's discuss a little red state versus blue state thing. Why we do need to improve the red states, but why it's also the best route for you and your family at this time. We'll do that next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And, of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.